One of the most common questions I get from massage therapists is how to stand out and differentiate themselves from other therapists in their area. Most think they need to take every training course available, work endless events for free, or even worse, give a significant discount on their prices to help attract new potential clients. In this episode, I share three tactics you can use to help set you apart from others in your area, which doesn't involve taking more courses, working crazy hours at an event for free, or lowering your prices. I hope you have some changes in your perspectives and learn something new that you can implement right away into your practice. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution podcast, where we teach overworked massage therapists a new treatment system that will allow you to cut your treatment times by at least 50% so you can stay healthy, avoid that dreaded burnout, and help a hell of a lot more people get out of pain. If you're new to the show and you don't know who I am, my name is Dr. Matt Maggio. I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert specifically for neck, shoulder, sciatica, and hip pain. My focus is on diagnosing and treating adhesion, also known as scar tissue, and reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. Thanks so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Let's get right into it. Three strategies to help you stand out from other providers in your area. I get a lot of these questions all the time. People ask me about pricing, what courses to take, marketing, sales, everything. So I thought this would be a good podcast to make. A couple just touch points before we get started. Number one is just what's going on in the world. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, there's craziness. It's an election year. All sorts of things are going on. I try not to buy into the negativity. I kind of just like to look at facts and what's going on. And one thing that we can all agree on is the economy and inflation is awful. You know, they can sit there and tell us it's fine, but we know it's not fine. Things are costing more. People have less and less money. So as money gets tighter, people get more cautious about how they spend it. And I always talk about this idea, if you get stuck in this idea or this label as a luxury or a service, you know, a lot of massage therapists do this, are like, oh, it's a luxury or a service. When people's budgets are tight, the first thing they want to cut out is something that they deem unnecessary. I mean, go back to COVID and look what the fuck they did. They said massage therapy was non-essential. And a lot of providers just took that. It's bullshit. You are essential. If you're actually fixing and helping people and you're providing solutions. As I said before, a couple episodes back about energy healers and bullshit, I got a lot of nasty messages from some real deranged people that said I offended them. It's like, fuck you. I don't care if I offended you. You're part of the fucking problem. So understand, those people are going to get cut out right away when money gets tight. I don't want you to get into that position because I do think things are going to get a little bit rougher for a while as money gets tighter and tighter and people have less of it. A big thing that you want to change and that I've changed over the years is recognizing that price is what the client pays. Value is what they get, you know? So a lot of people just put all the basis of what it is based off of the price. You know, one thing I teach and I've been doing for years is take your prices off of your website because people are judging you solely off of that. And most people want to be competitive with their prices. They want to charge similar to what other people are. And then everybody gets stuck. There's no value in being the cheapest, but there is tremendous value in being the most expensive, but also providing the best value, actually solving the problem and fixing the problem better and faster than anyone else can. You just want to get out of this trap, the commodity trap of just comparing yourself to other people. You're like, oh, well, so-and-so down the street, they do something similar to me and you know, but I'm a little bit better, so I'm going to charge $5 more an hour. It's like, okay, an extra $5 more an hour makes you like an extra 50 or 60 bucks a week. Cool. I want you to make that kind of money where you're just like, I'm the most expensive, but I'm also the best value across the board. You have to get away from being a service provider and switch to being a solutions provider. I give the analogy all the time. People don't care about what you do, how you do it. They just care that you can do it. So three strategies to help you get into that upper echelon and not have money and people giving you rebuttals about why they can't commit to treatment so it doesn't happen. First is specialize and solve one specific problem. I have to repeat that. Specialize and solve one specific problem. You know, I get a lot of flack from people that reach out and try to give me unwarranted feedback about my treatments and what I do. They're like, oh, I can't believe you only do a 15 or 20 minute treatment. There's no way you have to treat the whole body. It's like, well, you don't. Works pretty fucking good in my practice in what I do, but I want you to be more of a specialist. Be the shoulder person, be the elbow person, be the carpal tunnel person, be the sciatica person, be the knee person, be something, but just one thing. Because if you try to be everything, you can be nothing. And then you're a jack of all trades and master of none. Because at the end of the day, specialists get paid 10 times more than a generalist. And this model has been proven in the orthopedic surgeon model. When somebody hurts their area of their body, they don't go to a full body provider. They go to a specialist. And it should be the same damn thing if you're in the space of fixing injuries and solving problems. Next thing is, number two, learn how to do the treatment better than anyone else around you. Yeah, learn how to do it better than anyone else around you. After you do that, work on doing it faster than anyone else. Because the only thing that beats cheap and free is speed. One thing people have a hard time understanding is that people that have a lot of money and disposable income to invest in their care and their treatment, they don't have a lot of time. They don't have an hour, hour and a half to come in and get a full-blown, full-body massage, but they do have 15, 20, 25 minutes to get their problem fixed, especially if you can fix it. And if you can do it better and faster than anyone else, you are infinitely more valuable. I always say, if I can fix a problem in 20 minutes that takes another person 60 minutes, that makes me at least three times more valuable. And there are people out there that want their problem fixed. They don't have all this extra time, but if you can fix it, do it quickly, do it effectively, better than anyone else, you are so valuable. Then the last strategy is check around your area and see what the highest rate for a 60-minute massage or treatment or whatever they call it is in your area. Look around and see. Are you close to that number? Are you higher than that number? Are you lower than that number? Find the highest rate. Then raise your price and charge exactly the same amount. Yes, raise your price and then charge exactly the same amount that the highest rate is doing. But here's the best part. Go down to a 30-minute session. You're like, oh my God, I could never do that. You can. Because when you do it faster and you do it quicker, it's more valuable. Remember, I said price is what people pay, value is what they get. There is a tremendous power in a higher price. It gives more perceived value to what you do because people that pay more for things value them better. It also gets better compliance for the client. If they're going to pay top dollar, they're going to invest in the process, invest in the care. It also just gives you better clients. You know, I used to have clients that I call them like my OGs. When I first started, they had like a discounted rate and I charged them less than everyone else. They're the biggest pain in the ass. They'd want you to do everything. They'd want you to, you know, work a million areas. They'd want you to make sure you get them in right away. They would kind of be assholes. And you know, you have those clients. We all do. When I started just doubling and tripling my price, I was amazed at how much better those clients were. They were better quality people. They were more invested. They cared about their treatment. They got better quicker. And when you charge more, you have better clients, you have better skills, you get more confidence for yourself because you're not in there discounting. You're not giving shit away for free. You're not trying to be like every other person around you that's just doing the same bullshit work and really not getting anything done. You are a true problem solver, a true solutions provider. And then this brings you more money and more freedom for yourself. Your business starts to work for you. You don't work for your business. And you might go, oh, I don't care about money. I just want to help people. Bullshit. You should make as much money as possible so you can have freedom and flexibility to do what the fuck you want and provide amazing value for your clients and put more back into the practice. Learn more. Get better. do more things, hire other people, help more people. But you got to help yourself first. So just to recap, three strategies: specialize and solve one specific problem. Next, learn how to do it better, then faster than anyone else out there. And then see what the highest rate for an hour-long session is and charge that as well, but do it in 30 minutes. I know that might seem like a lot and it might seem like a stretch, but you really can. This is how you can cut your treatment times in half and double your income. How much better would your life be with that? If you're doing less treatment and making double the money, think about that. And you can get there, but it starts with understanding the type of client you want to work with. People that value their care. They want to invest. They want to get it fixed. You know, I always give this analogy. Think of injury as like if you go to the dentist and you have a cavity that needs to be drilled. And say the dentist books out an hour to do the drilling, but they get it done in 30 minutes. The client doesn't go, hey, doc, I need you to go back in there and drill for another 30 minutes. They're just happy their tooth doesn't fucking hurt anymore. And it should be the same fucking thing when you're doing your treatments. But it starts with a perspective shift, doing things differently than other people around you, thinking differently, treating differently, and getting the life and the business and practice you deserve so you can help a hell of a lot more people. That's all I got for you guys this week. Go out there and be great this week. The world needs access to your quality treatment so they can stay the hell away from pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse and definitely destroy people's lives. I appreciate you listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, The Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.